sort of funny when you think about it. The most hackneyed rationale you can think of for building a ballpark is, it turns out, actually the primary motivation when cities sit down to try and figure out whether to shell out for a stadium. You know what I'm talking about.
If you build it, he will come.
Just like in Field of Dreams. Put in a stadium, people will show up, see the game, eat in the neighborhood, shop there, stay overnight in the hotels, pay taxes on everything, and we'll clean up.
They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have, and peace they like.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't work.
In the vast majority of cases, there was very little or no effect whatsoever on the local economy.
That's economist Ron Utt. He's talking about a study that looked at 48 different cities that built stadiums from 1958 to 1989. Not only didn't they improve things, he says in some cases it got even worse.
If you're spending $250 million or $750 million or $1 billion on something, that means a whole bunch of other things that you're not doing. Look at Veterans Stadium and the Spectrum in South Philadelphia, or the state-of-the-art Gateway Center in Cleveland. The sponsors admitted that that created only half of the jobs that were promised.
But what about those numbers showing that stadiums bring the state money? All that sales tax on tickets and hot dogs. Economists will tell you to look at it this way. If I spend $100 taking my wife to a nice dinner in Napa Valley, or we spend $100 watching the Giants at Pac Bell Park, I've still only spent $100. The $100 I spent at the ballpark is not new money. I just spent it one place instead of another. In Washington right now, fans have been told they can keep the Washington Nationals if Major League Baseball gets a new stadium that the fans pay for. Washington is a place with more professional activists, more advanced degrees, and more lawyers than it has restaurants, traffic lights, or gas stations. And as a result, it's practically impossible to get anything big built. But the mayor is trying. He wants the city to build a new stadium in a really awful part of town and use baseball as the lever to bring in economic activity. The reaction so far? Turn on the local TV news.
Baseball's return to the district still isn't sitting well with some folks. One major issue is the proposal for a new stadium.
Tell this mayor that his priorities are out of order.
Turns out that guy's in the majority. A survey by the Washington Post shows 69% of the people in Washington don't want city funds spent on a new baseball stadium. We Americans weren't always like this.
You will want to see the Golden Gate International Exposition again and again.
Today, politicians need to couch this kind of spending in terms of economic development because no one will support tax dollars for entertainment. But there was a time in America when people were willing to squander multiple millions in public money for the sake of a good time.
Remember, Treasure Island, the World Fair of the West, closes forever on September 29th.
In 1939 in New York and San Francisco, and then again in New York in 1964, they spent millions, and the purpose was never really clear. Here's Robert Moses, the man who made New York City what it is today, on the 1964 fair.
What is the overall purpose of the new fair?
Well, the overall stated purpose is education for brotherhood and brotherhood through education.
Everyone is coming to the New York World's Fair. Coming from the four corners of the earth.
Maybe those were simpler times, when people were a lot more willing to let rich men in charge tell them what was right or wrong. Today, a politician looking to build himself a monument is going to have to convince people it's for their own good, and economic development is the most popular selling point. And looking around these days, more often than not, it seems voters are willing to rely on a quick fix. Taken together, that's a recipe for this kind of thing continuing. After all, when you're a politician building a legacy for yourself, a sports stadium is a lot sexier than filling potholes or fixing school roofs. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Richard Paul.